On a misty, foggy July morning in 1866, when the wind swept to the southwest, the Great Eastern, a ship originally built to ferry immigrants to Australia and to alternate as a troop ship for the British Army in India, hove in view of the tiny community of Heart's Content in Newfoundland. She had a strange mission, a cargo which she methodically discharged over the side, foot by foot, on her long voyage from Valentia in Ireland, some 1,800 miles distance. The first successful transatlantic communication cable had been laid between the old and new worlds. Cyrus Field's dream of virtually instantaneous communications between continents was real. A commemorative poem written at the time contained these words: "And one in heart and one in blood shall all her peoples be. The hands of human brotherhood are clasped beneath the sea." But every great achievement is challenged by even greater ones, and so it was with these cables. The advent of wireless communications and later satellites ended 99 years of faithful service. The cable station was closed in 1965.